Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Yes, thank you for braving the rain. Yes, thank you for coming. We are fewer than last week. This rain. Okay. Glory be to God. Okay. We thank God. God is with us. Amen. And hopefully, we shall be blessed by what we are going to share today. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Martin, thank you for doing that hard work. Now, last week, we talked about loving God. Loving God. And Jesus said that those who love me will obey my commandments. That was John 14:21. Okay, so loving God means obeying his commandments. Okay? And then we saw the benefits of obeying God. All right? Number one, he promised that you have a more intimate relationship with him. Okay? We also saw that those who obey his commandments, when they pray, their prayers are answered. All right? In addition to the other blessings that come out of obedience. Okay? David said that blessed is a man, okay, who does not sit in the seat of the what? Or the mockers, and walk in the way of, okay, yeah. Anyway, that man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates day and night in God's word. All right? It says that he's like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatever he does shall prosper. God told Joshua that this word of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Then you shall be careful, you know, to observe everything written therein. And when you do that, you shall make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. Hallelujah. So those are the benefits of obeying God, okay, which is essentially loving him. Glory be to God. Today we are going to continue along those lines. We are going to see examples of people who loved the Lord and they did what God wanted them to do. And they were blessed, and the generations that came after them. And then we're also going to see examples of people who were disobedient, who were not pleasing to the Lord. And it not only affected them, but also it affected, you know, the generations that were to come after them. Hallelujah. Hopefully this will encourage us to continue loving God. All of us here love God. Amen. We obey his commandments. Okay. Not all the time. Okay. But we're trying. Glory be to God. Amen. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 16. So the first person we're going to look at is Adam. We are going to look at people who didn't obey God and they messed up things. Amen. So the first person is Adam. Okay. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, it says that, and the Lord God commanded the man, Adam, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. In the beginning, okay, when there were only two people in the earth, Adam and Eve, there was only one commandment. Okay? commandments have always existed. Yeah? Okay, they didn't come with Moses. Yeah? All right, so there was only one commandment, and that one commandment was, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then God told him the consequences. Okay? He told him that in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die. Alright? Now, you all know what happened. Eh? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says that when the woman, Eve, saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. All right? That was the first disobedience in history. And you all know the rest of the story. All right? That's how spiritual and physical death came into the world. Glory be to God. All right? Unless the Lord tarries, you are also going to partake, eh? Of what? Of physical death. All right? Yes. And many people are spiritually dead, eh? All right? And if they don't get born again, they're going to hell. Okay? But it all began with one's man's disobedience. Right, so we see there are some things which, when we disobey God, okay, they will have repercussions, okay, down the road, okay. It will not only us who will be affected negatively, but even our children. All right. If you're a leader, like at work, you know, you are a boss of an organization, you are a head of department. Okay, some of the things you disobey, okay, some of the evil things you do against God might affect your entire organization, okay, or company, or if you're in the worship team, okay, you're the leader, you know, it can affect all of them, okay, or the people you work with. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 49, we are going to look at the children of Jacob, who is also called Israel. All right? He had 12 children, and the firstborn was called, okay, Reuben. Some people call him Reuben. Which is the right pronunciation? Hmm? Reuben, whether that is your opinion, it might be Reuben. Huh? Okay, Genesis 49. Okay, Reuben was the firstborn. All right, and according to the tradition in those days, and I guess up to now, not only in Israel but almost everywhere in the world, the firstborn was supposed to become the heir. All right? And becoming an heir included two things. Number one, you would get the authority to be the leader of the family. All right? Then number two, you would get what the Bible calls the double portion. Okay? Of the blessing. So if you are like two children, okay? Let's say two sons, okay? The firstborn, you know, would get two-thirds. And for you, okay, Sam, you would get a third. Okay? So, the firstborn would get double. All right? If not everything. At the minimum, he would get what? Double. Okay? All right? Now, Reuben was Israel's firstborn. Okay? That means he was supposed to get the authority, okay, to lead the family at the death of his father, and he was also to get the double portion, all right? But he did not, okay? when Jacob was going to die, he called all his children, the 12 kids, and then he started to pronounce, to tell them what was going to befall them in days to come. Okay? He told Reuben, he said that, Reuben, you're my firstborn. Okay? You're supposed to become the leader of your brothers. Okay? And you're supposed to get the double portion. All right? He said, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity, and the excellence of power. Okay? However, you are unstable as water. Therefore, you shall not excel. All right? Right there, he's telling him, you know, that you're not going to become the leader of your brothers. Okay? Why? Because you went up to your father's bed. You defiled it. Okay? Okay? Jacob had two wives, Rachel and Leah. Leah. Okay. And then each of those wives had maids. Okay? And Jacob fathered kids. Okay? With the maids also. And it is his wives who gave him the maids. So it wasn't his what? Well. Alright, anyway, Reuben at one point went and had a relationship with one of the maids who was actually a mother of some of his siblings. Alright? So he did something very evil. Alright? And the father now is dying and he's like, I have never forgotten. Alright? Probably but I have never forgotten. What you did was so bad. Therefore, you shall not excel because you are unstable. As water. Alright? So we can see it. Okay? Meanwhile, what he's telling him, okay, it is going to affect generations coming after him. You understand? Eh? This is how bad, okay, or how horrible the consequences were. Alright? So, if the firstborn doesn't get it, alright, doesn't get the authority to be the leader and doesn't get the double portion or the blessing, then the second should get it. Alright? Well, the second also didn't get it. Alright? And by the way, even the third. Okay? The second born was Simeon. And the third born was Levi or Levi? Okay, you guys, you had better do your what? Languages. You should leave this one. Okay? So, verse 5. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of clarity are in their dwelling place. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to their assembly. For in their anger, they slew a man, and in their self-will, they hamstrung an ox. Cast be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. You see, what happened is, these two boys, okay, or men, the second and the third born, went, and there's a guy who raped their sister. Okay? Then, that guy and his father and the whole clan came and said, you know, this happened. However, I want to marry your sister. So they got into a covenant and they accepted, you know, okay, you know. Then, one day, they plotted and they went and killed all of them. People with whom they had made a covenant. So in a sense, they were innocent. And these two guys went and killed all of them. All right? Now, so you can see what they did was horrible. All right? And they too missed, okay, the blessing that was supposed to come upon them, okay, since the firstborn hadn't received it. Glory be to God. These things, by the way, whatever is in the Bible was written for our admonition. Eh? These things were written for our examples. You can miss some. Now, you see, Reuben doesn't get it. All right? So, Jacob now is looking for who, which son should get it. All right? And the second born, you know, doesn't qualify. Why? Again, because of his character. All right? A character which doesn't, which is not in sync, which you can't call loving God or obeying his commandments. All right? The third born also. And these things, by the way, they happen even to this day with God. All right? The times when God wants to give something, some authority, something, a blessing. All right? Maybe someone has lost it, has missed it. All right? And God wants to give it to someone. He's looking for somebody to give it to. Okay? And, of course, he has to first look for those next in line. All right? Who was the next in authority? Okay? And then he says, even this one, the way they behave, they don't love me. All right? Looks at the third person. They all, you know, and God says they all don't qualify. And God has to look for someone else. Glory be to God. We are sharing these things so that we might not miss what God has for us. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the blessing, okay, the authority, okay, to lead the family after Jacob passes away, landed on the firstborn, and that is Judah. Okay? Verse 8 says, Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. You've seen it? You are he whom your brothers shall do what? Shall praise. Verse 10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. The scepter, the symbol of authority, shall not depart from Judah. This thing was supposed to be for Reuben. It was supposed to be for Reuben. But his behavior, made him miss it. He didn't get it. Okay? Simeon should have gotten it, second born. But he didn't get it either. Why? His behavior. His behavior wasn't godlike. It wasn't godly. Okay? Levi, should have gotten it. He did get it. It landed on the firstborn. All right? Notice also that the firstborn didn't get everything. Remember, the firstborn was supposed to get the scepter, the authority, all right, and the double portion of the blessing of his father's wealth. All right? So what Jacob did, what their father did was to split it. All right? He gave Judah the authority, and then, you know, there's a woman he loved, Rachel. All right? And he loved dearly Rachel's kids. Okay? Rachel had two kids, Joseph and Benjamin. All right? Glory be to God. So, his plot, he divided it. The authority went, firstborn, Judah, and the double portion went to Joseph. All right? Genesis 48, verse 21, it said that then Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am dying, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brothers. Okay, so that means that he has double. Eh? Whatever each of the kids has, you know, he has double. All right? I've given you one portion above your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. Glory be to God. Amen? Disobedience, okay, or behaving in ungodly ways has consequences. And those consequences, you know, sometimes, okay, they don't end with you, but they affect what? Generations to come. Judah, okay, his lineage went on to be the leaders. It is from him that David came, okay, and it is from David that Jesus came. Who's going to be the what? You know, the king forever and ever and ever. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Parents, all right? Yeah, live for God. All right? Okay, if you're not yet a parent, whatever you're doing now, it is still what? It will still affect your kids. Okay? So, Andrew, you had better start now. Okay? Depositing on your kids' account. All right? If you have deposited things which are not good, you can undeposit them. Okay? Kenneth Hagin said you can pray for a crop failure. You've planted some bad seeds. A harvest is coming. You can pray. Okay, for that harvest to fail. Glory be to God. Amen. Then, another example of some disobedient guy, you know, Saul, King Saul. King Saul. First Samuel chapter 13, we shall read from verse 5. All right. It says that the Philistines, okay, those are the enemies of Israel, who right now we call the Palestinians. Okay. They gathered together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and encamped in that place to the east of Beth Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in danger, for the people were distressed, then the people hid in caves, in thickets, in rocks, in holes, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews crossed over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was still in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. Then he waited 7 days, according to the time set by Samuel. The prophet had told him, okay, that wait for 7 days. Wait for me. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him, from Saul. So Saul said, bring a burnt offering and peace offerings here to me. And he offered the burnt offering. Okay? Saul wasn't a priest. It was only priests who were supposed to offer offerings. All right? Saul was not a priest. Okay? He was not. He was from the tribe of Benjamin that was supposed to do that. So, he offered the burnt offering. Now it happened, as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering, that Prophet Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might greet him. And Samuel said, what have you done? Saul said, when I saw the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Palestinians gathered together at Mishmash, then I said, the Palestinians, will now come down on me at Gilgal, and have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. Okay? Commandment number one was, wait for me 7 days. Probably, you know, Saul waited. It is 1 p.m. And meanwhile, the congregation, people are leaving the church. All right? The day identity ended. All right? Just after I had done this, Samuel. And number 12, of course, is he was not a priest. Okay? So anyway, he disobeyed God. He did not keep the commandment of the Lord. Then he says, now, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people. Okay, why? Because you, Saul, have not kept what the Lord commanded you. All right? It seems like Saul, if he had obeyed, okay, his son, one of his sons, would have been the king over Israel after him. And maybe even what? Maybe his grandchild and his great-grandkid. But because of disobedience, all right, okay, God rejected Saul, okay, and his kids were never going to benefit, okay, from, being kings over Israel. Glory be to God. Amen? Our actions, our bad actions, especially when we are practicing them, okay? Sometimes it's not even practicing, but usually there's one major commandment, one major thing God would want you to do, or he didn't want you to do. It is just that one thing. All right? And then you take it lightly, and by just that one thing, only one. All right? Okay? You lose out, and even the generations that are coming after you. Some of them are here. Okay? As in, you have already brought them forth. Glory be to God. All right. Saul, because of the people, man. Just imagine you're the what? You say your pastor Moses. Okay? God says, wait for me. Okay? On this day, in this year. Then people scatch what? Scattering. Then you know. And then you do something God told you never to do. And then what happens? God just gets your mantle and he throws it to someone else. That's how bad these things are. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Okay, let's look at another example of Saul's disobedience. From verse 1, chapter 15, it says, Samuel also said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them. But kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. Again, he told him, kill everything. Man, woman, child, animals, everything. All right? Now, let's jump to verse 9. It says, so anyway, Saul went. Okay? But Saul and the people, verse 9, spared Agag, the king. Remember? The Lord said, kill everything. Okay? And everybody. But these guys spared the king, Agag. And they spared also the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good. and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroy. Now the word of the Lord came to Samuel saying, I greatly regret that I set up Saul as king. For he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. Can you imagine God like repenting? He's a Kale, as in, you know, eh? I wish I didn't, what? Chosen that person. You see, they have messed up. These things, by the way, are very sad. Especially when you imagine the Lord saying them, like about you. Just imagine, Okay? You go to sleep, Sarah, then God, the man appears saying, I utterly regret that I chose that Moses guy. You understand? Okay? I think about those things. And I'm like, man. Now, this is very sad, by the way. When God is what? Regretting and greatly regretting. All right? Verse 12, he said that Saul, when Saul arose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel saying, Saul went to Carmel, and indeed he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around and passed by and gone down to Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed are you of the Lord, prophet. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. It seems like some people can even disobey and they even don't know it. Or they are like, I did it, but it's a small thing. You understand? Brumach Kola, everyone does this. Okay. There's a general thing about how ministry is done in Uganda, church ministry. People are like, this is how things are done. You have to kufela, you have to, you know. He's like, that's what everyone is doing. There's no way you're going to get people in your church unless you do this. That's how things are done. Okay? And God understands. God does what? Understands. Okay? But I usually get dreams about preachers. But my policy, it's mine. Okay? Don't embrace it, please. When I get a dream, especially a bad dream about a preacher, and especially if I really know them or I knew them in the past, that they were, you know, good people. So when I get those bad dreams, man, I first chill them. I say, I think the devil just wants what? To mess me up. I first chill them. Okay, like recently, I think this week, you know, last week, I think it was, I dreamt, I saw two preachers. Okay, these guys had a lot of money, okay, and they were using it, you know, when you play cards, cards for money, gambling, no, not Monopoly, cards, matatu, whoever wins takes, you understand, you all, you know, 50K, 50K, we play, when you win, you take the 100. Next game, 50-50. You know those things. What is it called? Gambling. But it has a name. In smart, we used to call it any some term. So, Zala. So I dreamt when these two guys, they had a lot of money, okay? And they were using that money, like the money now was the cards. You understand? They were just using it, playing, you know, gambling. And I saw they had a lot of money. You see, So a dream came. Even to this day, I put it there. I was like, you know, okay. But either it seemed that God wanted me to pray for them or something. seem like they are having money, too much money, people are giving, and then they're using it what? Just playing around with it, or they are using what they have to even get more. I don't know, eh? First of all, I don't know if the dream was from heaven, eh? You know, eh? So, yeah, I just what? Left it alone, eh? Okay, but these things are sad, eh? Assuming that that dream was from God, eh? Okay? And gambling is not a good thing, eh? Is it? It's a bad thing, eh? So obviously God was telling me that these guys are doing something very bad. There's a money game there, what? They are up to. And, you know, sometimes I wonder why God shows me things, especially for people who I'm not responsible over, eh? I'm like, but God, I'm not responsible. Eh? All right? I'm not what? Responsible. But God is like, no, you can't. Maybe God, no, you can't pray for them. Yeah. But these things are good, especially if you knew these people and they were once what? Good-hearted. Eh? Okay? Yeah. So this guy say, blessed, eh? Saul tells Samuel, blessed are you of the Lord, prophet. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. But Samuel said, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. God say, destroy everything. Then Samuel said to Saul, be quiet. This thing wasn't like, be quiet. I'm sure he must have what? Prophet, be quiet. You know, eh? Garcia. By the way, there was that name, that word. Garcia is also a Spanish name. Okay, there was some time years ago, a player was in Man City, and some club was called Garcia. So the Ugandan fans who didn't like him, you say, Garcia, you know, lover. See what he's doing. So someone said to you, so be quiet. I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, speak on. So someone said, when you are little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey? You see, there it is. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. God said, destroy everybody. You see, eh? Just because someone is a king or someone is in leadership, eh? Doesn't mean that they are what? Sensible. This girl was stupid. Glory be to God. And there are some of you who want to what? Get stupid people, you know, to be the leaders in this country. Stupid people like Bobby Wine. You are there. You intent. You are like, eh? I was listening to a talk show on NBS, eh? Okay? A political talk show. And all these are political party leaders. And both of them, there were two, eh? Muntu and Muntu, that was Muntu, Mugisha Muntu, and Mao, and of course that was Nandala Mafabi. And anyway, they're all saying that we all have one vision, regime change. And I was like, this is so shallow. You know, that is their what? Vision. Can you imagine? I thought Munt was more sensible, eh? But I was disappointed. They're like, we all have what? One vision, regime change. So that means that these guys, you know, they don't care who gets into power, as long as there's a regime change. I was disappointed. That means that they can get Bobby Wine in there, a drug, a stupid guy. Just look at the songs he has done. You understand? That is just evidence of how what hopeless he is. And this guy, the Fetwagala regime change. Okay, so to them, regime changes is the end. It is not a means. At least they should have Fetwagala regime change so that we can make things better. But they didn't say that. Okay? So, anyway, yeah, some leaders are hopeless, like Saul, all right? God told him, destroy everything. Now the guy says that that's, stupid thing. Okay, then he said, but the people took the plunder. Okay, not me, the people. Sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God. Okay, not to the Lord my God, to the Lord your God. Prophet. Not to sacrifice. You understand? Like Sam goes and steals money somewhere. Alright? See, God, there was a guy, some guy who was a preacher, he was friends with Elvis. So this guy got into, drugs. Consuming drugs. And also selling, making money, from the drug business. Okay? Then he told Elvis that, you're not going to send, then we shall send you to support the work of the Lord. Drugs. You know the guy. You know him. And the same guy. The guy was into drugs. But he says, I'm still saved, and man, I'm doing this thing there. But in the meantime, I'll do them and I'll send you what? Money to support the work of the Lord. I'm telling you, human beings are interesting. All right? So, Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Those sacrifices you brought, they're rubbish. You are just supposed to obey God and destroy all of them. Okay? All right? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to heed, okay? To heed what the Lord tells you is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, because you have disobeyed the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. Isn't that very sad? All right? The whole thing was, you have disobeyed God. Simple. You have disobeyed me. I told you, do this. Go gamba, mkama, unjakola chilikuwa, even there one is your work. And God say, you're hopeless, and it is what? It is over. Verse 28, Samuel say to Saul, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. it's like God or whoever, somewhere. I don't know if it is God. He rubs it in. I think what you are. You already thought you are what? You're the E. But let me tell you, I've never told you. But now, since it is over, let me actually even tell you. All along, there has been someone who is better than you. And the guy lost it. Why? The reason is one. Okay, don't try to be so clever. Okay, to be so deep. The reason is one. Disobedience. Glory be to God. I read a book years ago, some prominent preacher in Africa. And the guy was saying that in this New Testament era, there is nothing like obeying. There's nothing like what? Obeying. Jesus obeyed for us. I'm telling you, you know, for me, if someone is a man or woman of God, I really, even when they say something wrong, I'm like, no, I don't think they meant that. So the guy went on writing, and I'm like, he didn't mean that. They mean that. So you try to read on to see where he's now going to explain what he meant. You know, he doesn't. I finished a book, but I was very sure he didn't mean that. To this day, I'm like, he didn't mean that. No, I think now I believe he meant that. Okay, because some time ago there was a video that was going around of a certain prophet somewhere who received a word from the Lord, you know, that God is going to judge that guy if he doesn't repent. Okay, that he has messed up even the Christians in his congregation. This is a big ministry in Africa and the world. All right? So I thought, are these what? Prophets who just say things about what? Preachers. I watched it. Maybe it's right, but maybe it's not. I mean, no evidence, you know? Then that night, I had a dream. When, anyway, these things. Okay, then I realized, that prophet was actually had been sent by God. Sent by God to tell this guy who wrote a book that there's no longer obedience. To warn him that things are gonna be bad for him unless what? He styles up. So Saul lost the kingship because of what? But are these things making you sad? It is not my intention to make anyone sad. I want people, especially since, man, you woke up, you know, the rain was raining. Usually sleep is sweet, but you came here. So, you know, I would want you to be happy, you know. Say, yeah, it was worth. But anyway, all right? I don't want to lose my what? My mantle by not obeying the Lord and telling you what I'm supposed to tell you. Because even before you know it, the mantle throw, you know. And all the good I was supposed to see has to come. Okay? God throw you. Because that guy disobeyed me. The people had left and he was fearing that if he says these things, okay? Even the few had what remained. We're going to leave. I don't want man. I don't want those things. I don't want what? Those things. Someone yesterday sent me a text. Some guy who comes here at times. He sent me a text. He said that yesterday, and sometime in the week, he met a street preacher around Bank of Uganda. And it seemed like they are known to each other. Okay? So now he said that the street preacher told him that he dreamt. Okay? That the street preacher dreamt when Cavaletta. Okay? The guy I joined in holy matrimony, you know, to his wife. And so that Cavaletta had thrown away his Bible. Okay? And now he had a sheet of paper from which he was preaching. The Bible had cursed it. And he had also lost his car. Okay? To me, of course, the car, it must mean what? Ministry. All right? Now, what that preacher dreamt, it is exactly that. Those guys departed from the Lord. Okay? That's why you can see now it has become a political thing to abuse. You understand? Because they left, the things of God. And so what that preacher dreamt was, it happened a long time ago, 2000 what? For calculator, maybe it was 2018. But Elvis, it was 2017. Then I think, you know, he tricked calculator into what he entered into. Okay, and because yeah, sometime last year, there was a lady who was here, Jackie Uwera. You remember who Jackie? When people are interesting, Jackie herself came and told someone here. Jackie had a dream. In the dream, she went to calculator's office. Okay, then when she got there, the office, it was closed. Then she asked the askari that, hey, you know, where is he? Then the askari tells her that wait for him, he's coming. Okay? Then there was a man who was passing by who heard the askari telling this lady, okay, telling Jackie to wait. Then the man told the askari that, you, why are you telling people to wait for this man? Yet he died a long time ago. What death was that? Spiritual death. They departed from the Lord. Okay, so this person asked Jackie that, hey, so what do you think the dream means? Do you know what Jackie said? Jackie said, I think it means rapture. Rapture. I was like, you know, then someone told, no, it doesn't mean that. It means, because first of all, when we are raptured, it's not death. Do you understand? Rapture, you know, we're not dying. Okay, and so when I heard that story, okay, rather the dream, man, I was so saddened. Anyway, the spiritual, I was so saddened. I remember that evening I went home, I lay on my bed, I began to pray to God. I was like, God, you know. But I was like, of course it's done. But then I was like, I knew obviously that the end time preaching mantle had passed over to someone else. So as I was praying deep in prayer, I was wondering to which young guy, okay, that thing has passed, you know, has been handed, you know. And then probably because it was a deep prayer, I was so saddened because I knew him later. He was a nice person. Okay, not a perfect person, you know, but he was like you, All right. He was like you and me, okay? Good people, but we're all not, what? So anyway, I was like, by the way, calculators fall. For some reason, it saddened me more than Elvis. Yet I was closer to Elvis. But for maybe because calculator maybe was tricked into something. I don't know. But for some reason, it saddened me more. Okay, then that night, I had a dream. Okay, that night I had a dream. And anyway, the dream, God was showing me the person to whom that mantle had been given. You know, in that dream. And I knew, yeah, it is over. So that is what that street preacher dreamed. The guy had thrown out the Bible and he had lost his what? His car. Symbolic of ministry. So what he's doing right now, it is just empty, it is demonic. All those stupid things he's writing. And please, when you read them, don't forward them. You're just spreading evil. Okay? Now he's on a campaign to mess up pastors all over the country. You know, that is now their thing, to recruit more. Someone, there's a lady in this church, okay, who had a dream like a month ago. And in this dream, okay, Ukavleta was telling her to join him in the Illuminati. I had that dream on Sunday. Someone who told me that dream. But even if it is not Illuminati, well, the whole thing is those guys entered something deeply demonic and they can't get out because according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6, it is impossible to renew them again and to repentance. Okay? These things are sad. These things are what? Are sad. Of course, now, that is the worst level of disobedience, departing from the Lord. But someone can still be born again and they are disobedient, they are rebellious, they never do what the Lord would tell them to do, okay? And even them, they remain born again, yes, but there are some things which they will lose, some blessing which they lose. Reuben remained a son of Jacob, okay? But he didn't get, okay, the blessings of the firstborn, the scepter, the authority, and the double portion. Didn't get them, but he remained a son. Are you listening to me? Okay? If there is one thing Christians should embrace, is this word called obedience. Obedience both to the written word and to also the spoken word. That word which the Lord tells you specifically, do for me this, please. Do for me this. Do for me this. Okay? Don't do that. Don't go there. Stay away. Such things. All right? And then you just play around with them. Man, they might cost you a lot. And like we have seen, okay, it might not only be you that gets affected, but your children, your grandchildren. Imagine, okay, the Lord wanted you to be president of this country. All right? And then he gave you a commandment. Don't eat from that tree. And then you eat of the tree. All right? Now, presidents are supposed to stay in Nakasero, Entebbe, state house. Everywhere, you know, there are state lodges. That's how prosperous they are. Now you disobey that thing, man. You know? Find you there looking for rent of 20,000. Yet you are supposed to have Nakasero, Entebbe, you know, all over the place. How, you know, Okay. The president has gets pension after he's gone. After, I don't know. But if it's there, it must be big time pension. Okay. Anyway, the president has access to too much. So the kids are sorted. Grandkids sorted, in-laws sorted, all right, outlaws unsorted. Well, you just blow it. Okay, that shouldn't be us. Amen? It shouldn't be you and I. Okay, now, on a good note, let's look at examples of people who obeyed God, all right, and the blessing of obedience overflowed to generations that came after them. The first one is Abraham, Father Abraham. Genesis chapter 22, the wonderful book of Genesis, the first book of the Torah. Glory be to God. People don't like that word, but you will like it. Okay? Genesis chapter 22, from verse 1, it says, "Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." Okay? So, the commandment is sacrifice your son. Verse 9, okay? Abraham obeyed and he went. And then verse 9 says, "Then they," Abraham and the sacrifice, Isaac, "they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Okay? That basically means, since you have what? Obeyed me. Okay? Verse 16. Then, the angel of the Lord, basically, the Lord says in verse 16, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants, you see, your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Meaning your descendants will be victorious. Eh? Alright? Then he says in verse 18, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. Alright? Your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Your descendants, the people coming after you, because of having obeyed me. Okay? And number two, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. Okay? One man, okay, just obeyed in one thing. And the Lord says, the generations there after, the generations coming after you are all sorted. Glory be to God. And there will even be a blessing to many nations. Okay? One man's obedience. Glory be to God. Many years ago, I think it was 1999, I was at the university. Okay, in my room, I was in Northcote. That time it was called Hall X, before it became Nsibira. So I was in my room, you know, I was alone in the room. Eh? So I was waking up from, you know, from bed. Then I had an audible voice. And the voice told me, if you joyfully obey, okay? You've heard that word, obey, and joyfully. Some people obey, but not joyfully. There's a big difference, eh? Okay? The voice told me, I was alone there, it was an audible voice. If you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Okay? University student. Okay? My dad used to give me like, I don't know how much money every week, 40K or something like that. Eh? And with that little money, I used to tithe. Okay? I used to give to friends who didn't have it. Okay? Joyfully obeying. Okay? I got my job. I remember in internship, I gave away my first salary. You know, then thereafter that, I got a good job. I used to give away. I remember when I used to get my salary, the moment my salary would land on my account, immediately I would take off 25% and give it to church. Yeah? All right? Then the rest of the money, I was working in Chenjojo that time. Okay? I would go to eat in, you know, but places, eh? Which were the best there, as in fake places. Eh? Then you talk to these to the owners, they say, Ndimuroko lina, yeah, things are tight. That's why I'm doing these things, I'm selling, you know? Then I'll tell them now, how much capital do you need? Eh? Man, being rich is so good. I was earning 1.2, but man, I was the richest guy in what? I used to give people, no, in Uganda. I used to give people capital to start businesses. You're Moroccan and you're doing this thing is evil. You also don't like it. How much capital do you want? Then they'll say, I need like 800,000. Okay. Tomorrow, I'm going to bring you 400,000. Then next month, I'll give you the other 400. Man, I was really, anyway, I was 1.2. I was the richest person in the world. But what was I doing? I was joyfully obeying. Okay? Joyfully obeying the laws of giving and receiving. Okay? Now, little did I know that in years to come, you know, years to come, you all know the story. It's in my book, okay? Years to come, the Lord will tell me that because of what you did, the sacrifices, he told me that up until this time, you have nothing. You have nothing. Why? Because you joyfully obeyed me. You know, you joyfully gave. Then the Lord said, now I'm going to bless your children. Eh? Okay? You all know the story. Eh? Firstborn, secondborn. Why? Because I obeyed the Lord. Okay? So it not only affected me positively, okay, but it also overflowed to my children. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? Obedience is key. Eh? Okay? And obedience has good consequences. Eh? All right? So we see Abraham here. Okay? His descendants are sorted. He did one thing. By the way, it was a difficult thing. And the Lord is watching. He's like, there's something I want to do for this guy. Eh? Something I want to do for this chick. Eh? But I'm not going to tell her. But let me give a test. Let me give her an instruction. But I think God is like, should I tell her or him what is going to result? It might be easy for her to what? To obey. Because, hey, what? But God says, Sidya Mobolida. And the Lord is watching. Okay? Tells you in January. February, you're just there, someone's unserious. And you miss out, and so do the kids that are coming after you. Okay? We should be like Abraham. Glory be to God. Okay? Second example of some guy who obeyed the Lord is Phinehas. Okay? Moses had a brother called Aaron, who became the priest. And God said from that lineage, priest would come, the priest of Israel. Okay? Aaron had 4 sons. 2 died because of disobedience. Okay, they didn't die. God killed them. The Bible says they offered profane fire to the Lord. Something God had said, temuchikolanga, they did it, familiarity, And the Bible says God killed them. Why did he kill them? Simple, disobedience. Okay, to this day, God still kills people. Okay. Your hyper grace thing doesn't say that, but you read the entire Bible. Ananias and who? Sapphira. New Testament. They died. God was involved. Some hyper grace guy, but guys have twisted these things. Any scripture which says, okay, some guy, and I used to like the guy a lot. I remember I used to watch the guy every, making notes. Do you know how he twisted that? He said, Ananias means grace. Sapphira, remember? Sapphira is a stone. It's a stone. Okay? And the Ten Commandments, the law, were written on stones. So Ananias married who? Sapphira, the law and grace. So the reason why they died, they were mixing the law and grace. You shouldn't mix the two. This is how ridiculous people. All right. Anyway, so the first 2 sons died. Then there remained 2 sons, Eliezer and Ithamar. All right. Now, you remember when Israel had left the Egypt, the wilderness, then they go to the border, okay, before they cross into the promised land, and there was a king, Balak, okay, who was scared that these guys are coming for me, man. I'm the next in line. They are coming for me. And I need, and so he got a prophet, Balaam, to come and curse them. Okay? Please come and curse these guys. They are coming. And they are too many. They are too powerful. I'm finished. Balaam came and he said, man, it is impossible. These guys are blessed of the Lord. It's impossible to curse them. They are uncursable. Okay? So, before Balaam left, he told Balak, the king, he told him, now, in order to get these guys into trouble with their God, okay, send them hot chicks, which will, and who will seduce them, and then those chicks will take them to worship false gods. And when they do that, they are finished. Their God will what? Destroy them. All right. So this is what they did. Okay. Sent them what? And so this is what they did. Now let's read Numbers 28, verse 1 to 8. It says, now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. Those were evil, hot chicks. Is it evil, hot chicks or hot, evil chicks? Okay. They, those wicked girls, beautiful girls, but wicked, they invited the people, the Israelites, to the sacrifices of their gods. And the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel was joined to Baal, that false god, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and hang all the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you kill his men who are joined to Baal. And indeed, one of the children of Israel. Now, you see, guys are there, you think are bad, you know. Okay, God is angry. You guys are killing their whatever's who have, you know, who have been messed up. And then one of the children of Israel came with a hot chick, a Midianite, in the sight of all the congregation of children of Israel who were weeping at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. You know, God is angry. Then this guy, what? Walks in with what? Someone. Okay. Now, verse 7. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he arose from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent, okay, found them sleeping, basically, okay, who is the youngest here? Basically, they were having sex, okay, the guy got a javelin and did what? Thrust both of them through. The man of Israel and the woman through her body. Okay? Then he says, so the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. And those who died in the plague were how many? That number. Now, verse 10. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel, because he was zealous with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my zeal. Therefore, say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Why? Because he was zealous for God and made atonement for the children of Israel. Okay? Phinehas was zealous. Okay? He couldn't stand seeing. Especially when he are weeping, things are bad, people are dying. And before you just walk in with another, you know, the guy got a javelin. Okay? Found them having sex. And he thrust a spear through them and killed them. And the Lord was like, give me five. You know, you know, there's all things which God is pleased. You're like, you can't stand people outrightly disobeying God, you know, outright is doing something evil that is going to affect a whole group of people, a nation. Some others are playing it safe. You know, it is wisdom to keep quiet. Don't kill them. It is wisdom. They can repent, you know, by whatever, you're making things worse. You just keep quiet and pray. God is like, Phinehas, and the Lord says, an everlasting priesthood. It is yours, your family, your descendants, not your brother. Okay, Ithamar, you. You know, they will always, priests will always come from your lineage. The guy did one thing that touched the Lord so much. Bless the Lord so much. Glory be to God. Amen? One thing. One thing. Sometimes you don't have to do so many things. You just do one thing, and then you get God to swear. You know, to swear. You know? Okay? I haven't heard of anyone who God has sworn in our generation. Okay? But I think it still happens where God say, I swear because of what you've done. Your descendants are sorted in this area. Glory be to God. The guy just obeyed, you know? Sexual immorality, especially with, you know, with false gods, you know? People are supposed to be killed. The guy went, is pierced. Say, now, but that is very cruel, At least you first leave them to wake up, to get out of bed. But people are having said, you know, that is cruel, What kind of love is that? The guy said, those are yours, This ain't happening in Israel. And I'm you know, you do it again, I'm coming for you. I'll do it again. Okay? You've seen it? Okay? It says, it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Everlasting. Do you know what that means? It means that the lineage of Phinehas, they're still here today. When they rebuild that temple in Jerusalem, okay, those priests are still there today. They're there. By the way, a Levite from which Levites, some of them, if they're from Aaron, then they're priests. Those who are not from Aaron just remain Levites, serving in the temple and stuff. Okay? And now, the priests are called in Hebrew, I read, there's a word for them. Kohahim or something like that. All right? Now, I read that if you find a Jew who is called Kohen, from that word, Kohen, Okan, there's a Jew, a great preacher, by the way, you should listen to him, called Jonathan Kahn. Kahn from, most probably, they are from what? They are supposed to be priests. Okay? That is info which might interest you. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, finally, as we end, the greatest example of a man who obeyed, and it affected generations, and it will always affect generations for eternity, is Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 19, it says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. One man, Adam, his disobedience, many were made sinners. It says, so also, by one man's obedience, man, capital M, Jesus, many will be made righteous. Glory be to God. One man's obedience, Jesus, many. The reason why you're born again right now is because of Jesus' obedience. Hallelujah. Jesus died 2,000 years ago. to this day, nations are blessed. Eh? People are born again, going to heaven. Why? Because of one man's obedience. The obedience of Jesus. When Jesus obeyed, it didn't stop with him. Eh? Okay, the blessings, they overflowed. Eh? And they will continue to overflow. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21. For since by one man came death. Okay, Adam came death. By man, capital M, Jesus, also came the resurrection of the dead. Okay? Resurrection will happen. People will live eternally with God. Why? Because they are in union with one man who obeyed. And that is Jesus. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Jesus' obedience. And we thank you because you gave us the grace, the faith, to accept him as our Lord. And now we are born again. We are one with you. And we shall live with you forever and ever and ever. Father, help us to imitate Jesus. May we be obedient like he was obedient. May we be pleasing to you like he pleased you. For we know that there are many blessings for obedience. And those blessings overflow. They will overflow to our children. And if you tarry, even to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Help us, Father. Help us. Help us.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.